Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Daf Mem Tes. We are starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new parak and the Vilna Daf. It's on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we can discussing how and when a person is going to be chayev a carbon chatos for being over alav b'shoigeg inadvertently on Shabbos. And the general idea is, in order for a person to be chayev a carbon chatos, he has to be over Shabbos in a state where he's unaware behelim. He has to not realize that he's doing something wrong. And in order to be chayev another chatos, he has to have a yediyah, a knowledge in between, and then only after that yediyah, he has to do something again, behelim, in the state of unawareness, and then he would be chayv another chatos. So the Mishnah tells us, klal gadol arm b'shabbos, they said a great rule in regards to Shabbos. Number one, kol shechechek or Shabbos. A guy forgot about Shabbos. He totally forgot that there was such a thing called Shabbos. Vasa melachas harbe b'shabbos is harbe, and he was over many melachas across many Shabbosos, ein chayv el chatos achas. He's only chayv one chatos for all those things that he did on all those Shabbosos, because it's just considered one shoigeg with no yediyah in between. Now the next case is vayudeh ikur Shabbos. A guy knows about Shabbos. He just forgot that today was Shabbos. And every single week, he continually forgot that today was Shabbos. And v'asa melachas harbe b'shabbos is harbe, he was over many melachas across many Shabbosos, chayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He's only chayv one chatos for every single Shabbos. And that's even though the guy didn't have any official yediyah that the day he was over was Shabbos, we say that the weekdays are like that he had a yediyah, and therefore he's chayv a new chatos for every Shabbos. But again, it's just one chatos for every Shabbos, no matter how many yisurim he was over. Now onto another case, vayedeya shu Shabbos, a guy knows that today is Shabbos. He just forgot about the yisurim that are related to Shabbos. Va'asa melachas harbe b'Shabbos is harbe, and he was over many melachas across many Shabbosos. Again, he knew that it was Shabbos, he just didn't know these melachas were asur. He was just shaygig regarding the melachas. Chayv al kol melacha melacha, he's chayv a different carbon chatos for every single melacha he was over, but that's only for the melachas he was over, not per Shabbos. So for example, if he was over, let's say, three melachas every single Shabbos for 3 months straight, he's only going to be chayv three carbonos, not 12, because he wasn't shaygig regarding Shabbos, he was shaygig regarding the melachas, so he's chayv a carbon for the melachas, not for Shabbos. And lastly, ha'is melachas harbe, me'ein melacha achas, if a guy does many melachas, but they're all me'ein one melacha, ein chayv al chatos achas, he's only chayv one chatos. For example, if he does an av melacha and its tolda, its subcategory, so that's considered like the same melacha, because all under the same category of melacha, it's under the same av, and therefore he's only chayv one chatos. I think more quotes the Mishnah, klal gadol arm b'shabbos v'chulu, and the question is, ma'u klal gadol? What does that mean? It's a klal gadol, it's a great rule. What's so great about this klal that we're mentioning in our Mishnah? So Rabbi Yis Rabbani explains, shu gadol mechlal shvias, it's greater than the klal of shvias. I mean, it's a shvias. In regards to Shemitah, we say that there's a klal of Shemitah, but the klal of Shabbos is greater than the klal of Shemitah, so that's why we call it klal gadol. Why is that? Shah Shabbos chal al kol, Shabbos is chal on everything. Yisurim of Shabbos span everything. Ushvias ain't a chal al vayitza arts belvad, but the Yisurim of Shemitah only have to do with working the land, and that's it. So therefore, the klal of Shabbos is more gadol than Shemitah. Now we continue discussing this idea of gadol, taman taninin, over there, Masech HaShvias, we learn, klal gadol, amr b'Shvias, that there's a klal gadol by Shvias, and the question is, ma'u klal gadol? Why is a klal of Shvias gadol? And Amar Bias Rabun, he answers as well, shu gadol mechal maisres, that the klal of Shvias is greater than the klal that we said by maiser. Sheshvias chala ben olechle adam ben olechle behema. The Yisurim of Shemitah apply not only to human food, but also animal food. U'maisres einan chon el olechle adam b'vad. But maiser only applies to human food and not animal food. Now, Tani bar kapara taught in a braisa, klal gadol amar b'maisres, that there's a great klal by maisres. And the question is, ma'u klal gadol? Why are we saying the klal of maisres is gadol? So Amar Bias Rabun, he answers over here as well, shu gadol mechal peya. The klal of maestres is greater than the klal said by peya. Shah maestres chalin ben al davar shemachnisa l'kiyum ben al davar she'en machnisa l'kiyum. One has to take maestres off of all produce, whether or not he's going to be machnisa l'kiyum, meaning whether or not it stores for a long amount of time, even if it rots very quickly and you're not able to put it in storage, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to take off maestr. Whereas u peya, the chiv to leave peya, leave the corner of the field for the aniyim, ain't a chala el davar shemachnisa l'kiyum. It only applies to something that a person's machnisa l'kiyum if he stores it away, for example, grain, which is put in a storage house and left there for a long time, that's chayv in peya. But something that does not last for a long time and it doesn't store well, it's not chayv in peya, and that's why maaser is called klal gadol vis-a-vis peya. Now, Mem Tes Amud on top, v'izdabai meimer, someone explain, ma'u gadol? What does that mean, gadol in our Mishnah? Klal gadol amar b'Shabbos? Mikan shiyesh l'mata mimenu. It's come to teach us that there's something below it. Later on in the parak, Mishnah tells us, oid klal, that there's another klal in regards to Shabbos. But that klal only mentions two things, whereas our Mishnah mentions multiple things, so our Mishnah's klal is gadol in comparison to that one. And now we focus on the next part of Mishnah. Anan taninon, we learned in the Mishnah, kol hashecheach ikur Shabbos, anyone who forgot ikur Shabbos, which means that he did once upon a time know about Shabbos, it's just that now he forgot about the whole concept of Shabbos. However, tanoid beis Rebbe, it was taught in the beis Medrash of Rebbe, kol she'eino Yodea Iker Shabbos, a guy that doesn't know anything about Shabbos whatsoever, and he never knew about Shabbos. And that's what our Mishnah is referring to. And Reb Elazar Kamas Nisin, Reb Elazar holds like the Girsa in our Mishnah, whereas Reb Yechanan, Kada Tani Beis Rabbi, Reb Yechanan holds like what they taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi. Now the Gemara suggests, Har Reb Elazar Amar, that which Reb Elazar says, Kol Shechech Iker Shabbos, that we're talking about over here, is a guy who forgot Iker Shabbos, meaning he once upon a time knew about Shabbos, and then he forgot about it. Now that's Mashma, Ha'am Eina Yodea Kol Iker, Potter, that if he never knew about Shabbos, he never in his life ever heard about Shabbos, and so he's over many malachas across many Shabbosos, he would be potter from having to bring a chatos because he never knew about Shabbos in the first place. That's what it's mashma. Now the problem with that is, in Madu Rav Tani Masnisin, that which Rav taught our Mishnah, Upasar Law, and he explained our Mishnah to be saying, Ezahu, what does it mean that a guy was Shechech Iker Shabbos? She'en Yedeh Iker Shabbos. That he never knew about Shabbos in the first place. For example, Kadosh Nishma Ben Agayim, a young child who was captured and grew up among the Goyim, so he never heard about Shabbos and knew about Shabbos. And so we see that Rav explains our Mishnah with the Lashon of Shechech Iker Shabbos with the explanation of Eino Yedeh Iker Shabbos. And what do we learn from here? Hadar Melis tells us, Hiyada, that really it's the same thing. And that we can't make this mashmais of if a person never knew about Shabbos, he's going to be potter, he'll still be Chayav Karban Chatos, even though again, he never knew about Shabbos in the first place. Now I have a question all the way around. Hamar Rabbi Yechanan said, Kol She'Eino Yedeh Iker Shabbos, that our Mishnah is telling us, anyone that doesn't know about Shabbos at all, and he's over many lavim across many Shabbosos, he's only Chayav one. Now that's mashma, Hayoideya, that's proper girsa, if he did know about Shabbos, v'shachach, he just forgot about Shabbos, Chayav, it's mashma, he'd be Chayav way more than one Karban Chatos. Now the problem with that is, in Madamar Reb Shmuel, that's what Shmuel said, quoting Reb Avo, who said, V'shem Reb Yosef ben Chanina, the Kol Adah Hilchasa Kreb Lezer, all this like Kreb Lezer, Baram Kreb Banon, however, according to Rabbanon, Eine Chayav El Achas, he's only Chayav one, Hadamar, that also tells us, Hiyadah, that really it's all the same, a guy never knowing about Shabbos, or he knew about Shabbos, but then he forgot later, he's only Chayav one Karban Chatos, no matter how many things he was over across multiple Shabbosos. The Gemara continues, Bon Kume Bered Reb Yasa, they asked in front of the son of Reb Yasa, At Mat Shamas Min Avuch Min Reb Yasi, what did you hear from your father Reb Yasi? How is he Garis the Mishnah? So Amar, the son of Reb Yasi, said, Reb Yechanan, he was Garis like Reb Yechanan, which is like base Rebbe, that is Kol She'enu Yedeh Iker Shabbos. However, Amal and Reb Chizkiah told them, Loyamar Kain, he didn't say that, El rather Reb Simon Bar Zavda Hava Pashat Im Bered Reb Yasa, Reb Simon Bar Zavda was learning with the son of Reb Yasa, Visham Mina, and he heard from him Kadod Reb Lezer, like the Gears of Reb Lezer, like we have in our Mishnah, Kol She'chech Iker Shabbos. And because his contradictory Shmuas of what Reb Yosef held, Mital and Milaya, these words are weighed, meaning one weighs opposite the other, and we don't have a clear understanding of what Gears of Reb Yosef had. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Karban Chatos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.